Welcome to the Entrepreneur Podcast, filled with marketing and leadership tips on launching and growing your business with your host, Deanne Mora.
Hey, podcast. Today, I'd like to look in my marketing crystal ball and talk about five key marketing trends to dominate this year. Have a listen and see how they might impact your business. I'm even more excited about 2020 than I have been about past New Year's, partly because it's a new decade, but mostly because in the world of digital marketing, I'm keenly aware of how change accelerates. So if today we look back on the digital marketing innovations of the past decade and marvel at how antiquated they seem, we can only imagine how we'll feel about these new developments 10 years from now. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's take a quick trip down memory lane, shall we? If we look back at the digital marketing trends from 2010 to 2019, there were a number of major changes that impacted digital marketing. Hashtags started to take hold. SEO became a core brand strategy, and everyone wanted to figure out how to get on the top of the first page of Google. Facebook killed business page organic reach in its news feed, and marketers really struggled to figure out how they could use engagement and ultimately also a paid strategy, which was really what Facebook was going for all along. Instagram started blocking pages for engaging with any of those follow-unfollow bots, which also dramatically dropped the reach of many pages and posts, which had people wondering how they were going to increase their engagement and increase their followers when they couldn't use bots. But clearly, bots are not the way to go. Instagram is really on the lookout for them, and it's just not worth the risk. Google started putting businesses into digital jail for changing their location information, if you can believe it. Just as simple as changing your address or your phone number was enough to have digital suppress your local search listing, have you removed from the map. Well, they figured out what they needed to do and waited until you logged a case with them. They also stopped recognizing virtual offices as local for map listings, which, when you think about it, does make sense so that local really is local when you're searching. But since there's so many small businesses who have a legitimate physical location in one of these virtual office spaces, they really took a hit. Instagram stories really started to become popular in 2016 and now has become a key part of any brand's marketing strategy. And Instagram TV was launched in 2018. TikTok started to go viral. And although TikTok is really focused on the younger generation, is something that marketers are really starting to pay more attention to now. LinkedIn also evolved from a job platform to a content platform and has completely revolutionized B2B social marketing. Shoppable posts from product tags became a thing with Instagram, and micro-influencers. We really saw a rise of people with smaller followings, even a couple of thousand followers. But if they were really engaged and really niche, this became a great way for businesses to reach their target personas. Instagram also started killing post likes, which I'll talk about a little bit more in cyberbullying. But cyberbullying is another area that really called into question the value that we place on social media's popularity and is something that we really all need to be on the lookout for and make sure that we're educating our kids about. And then, of course, Cambridge Analytica was the big thing, and the subsequent crackdown on security bots and data availability for ads, not just with Facebook, but we're seeing a fallout on other platforms as well. So how have the last decade impacted 2020 digital marketing priorities? Well, refreshingly, I believe that while the 2010s attempted to insert bots and big data analytics into how we interact socially online, the scandals and the public backlash are pushing social back to being more, well, human. As the old saying goes, content is king, and similar to businesses looking for get-rich schemes rather than building on business fundamentals, we're seeing the same things happening online. You know, platforms may change, but as humans, we still value things that are visually appealing and trigger an emotional response. be it humor, cool things we didn't know, or a bit of shock and awe, which the latter of which, of course, explains why cute puppies, babies, and pictures of your delicious dinner will continue to dominate your social media. Basically, you can't go wrong by creating lots of great content, but if you're a business, you really need a paid component to your strategy for visibility. So here's my marketing crystal ball for the 2020s. Now, not all of these trends will happen right away, but I do expect that by the end of the next decade, if not sooner, we'll reflect on these trends. The first one is privacy meets spam. And this is a tough one. You know, we all say that we value our privacy and yet we hate spam. Now, spam is only spam when the message isn't relevant to us. So the more personal information we reveal, the more targeted and interesting the messages that hit our feeds and inboxes will become. So the 2020s will need to resolve the issue of revealing enough personal information to let in relevant content while still protecting our personal data such that advertisers are not able to overstep. Your brand can take a step in the right direction today by making sure everyone on your list has opted in, by encrypting any data that you collect, and also by going beyond templates for your privacy and security policy and actually training your team on how to respect the privacy and security of your contacts and their data. The second trend is artificial intelligence meets voice assistant. I think that if Alexa and Siri were human, their IQ would likely be in the 50s. They are just not too bright today. So while we can appreciate the complexity of the technology that goes into creating these voice bots, they certainly have a long way to go. Or perhaps the fact that we're willing to spend 5 minutes yelling at Alexa to turn on the light rather than just flipping a switch makes us the dumb ones. But the artificial intelligence behind voice assistant technology is about to get real. And when it does, it will completely rock our world. Now, here's where, as marketers, we really need to pay attention, especially when these digital assistants are in everyone's pocket. Today, when someone does a Google search, they see several results. And if ours is at least on the first page and is well written, we have a pretty decent chance of getting a click. But as you may have noticed, when you ask your digital assistant a question, they don't give you five answers. They respond with one. So how will they determine that single answer over the next decade? Maybe some combination of popularity and paid search, but one thing is for certain, if someone asks for your brand by name, you'll be found. So the question is, what are you doing today to gain brand recognition? I hope that you're highly active on video, on social media, engaging via opt-in emails, and on your podcast, because yes, you too should have one. We'll also, hopefully over the next decade, finally drive fast on the information superhighway. Internet searches have become frustratingly slow. I don't know if it's just me, I don't think so, but I just can't stand waiting for my search results to be returned. You know, we ask questions that require complex searches and we get annoyed when the result isn't returned in a split second. I know I sure do. There's a lot of talk about 5G, and the jury's still out on when we will actually start to experience these blinding speeds in our homes and offices, despite the marketing messages that are being put out there today. But when we do, it will change everything. Apps today are designed with bottlenecks in mind. Searches must be programmed efficiently, as if we're merging a car onto a highway at rush hour. We really want to avoid taking an extra trip if we can help it. But what if, rather than merging our car onto a 4-lane highway, we were entering a 40-lane highway? So how might we think differently about those trips? And how many more requests might we feel confident in making? You know, with seemingly limitless questions and data searches, how much more quickly will knowledge spread? So I hypothesize that this will open up real-time searches and trends in ways that allow us to make minute-by-minute adjustments to our strategy and content. So keep an eye on your tech stack to see where artificial intelligence starts to become available to your business. Chatbots, CRM, and lead generation are only the beginning. Another trend is that big brands will go digital. Now, at some point over the next decade, big brands are going to question the ROI of billboards and TV ads. Last year, TV viewing declined over the previous 5 years. Now, to put this into perspective, according to Nielsen, today's top buying demographic of 18 to 34-year-olds spend 1 hour more per day looking at apps and smartphones than watching TV, and it's even less for teens. In total, Fortune 500 companies earn $13.7 trillion in revenue and spend, on average, 10% on marketing. So that's $1.37 trillion in total spend. Now, in 2019, the total digital marketing portion of that spend was estimated at only $129 billion. So what happens when those $1.241 trillion gets diverted into digital when big brands finally embrace the higher ROI? What will that do to the cost per click in your industry, and what are you doing to dominate your niche today? So I hope you're engaging in an aggressive pay-per-click strategy today as a land grab in order to generate top-of-mind awareness before the big boys jump into the market and it gets insanely expensive. We will also see, I propose, the continued rise of the micro-influencer, in other words, you. Now, we all wish we had as many followers as Kylie Jenner and could just slap our fingers to start any successful business we'd like, but people being in the face of their brands is a trend we definitely see continuing, and especially in service businesses and any business where you are an expert. You being front and center representing your brand and being its face is really key. Now, great content never goes out of style, whether you're going for SEO or social media popularity. And as a leader, regardless of your industry, you need to be out networking and at speaking events and making sure that each time you speak, whether it's for 5 minutes or an hour, you're being captured on video. This video content can then be turned into your YouTube channel, into blogs, into social media captions and posts, and into a podcast. Once again, you must have a podcast in 2020 to jump on this trend. White papers and articles can be created from your video, and ultimately, set this as your 2020 intention, your book. The next decade is no time to dabble when it comes to digital marketing. You must produce content at scale. This is not only a strategy for growth, but it really now is one for survival. So as a marketer, I'm incredibly excited to experience this next decade. Now, the 2020s are the dawning of the age of Gen Z. They live and interact socially on their smartphones, receiving an average of 3,000 texts per month. 3,000 texts. They don't watch that much regular TV because they prefer streaming. So question, are you doing video pre-roll ads yet? They're big on Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube. In fact, 70% of them watch 2 hours of YouTube per day, and the younger teens are embracing TikTok. They prefer cool products over cool experiences, which is really interesting because that's a flip from the prior generation. They like edgy and visually impressive campaigns, especially video, and brands that tell a story. They're heavily into video games. They grew up with a controller in their hands, practically. They seem to be incredibly busy, and they'll buy versus make. They follow celebrities, including micro-influencers like YouTube stars and indie bands that probably their parents have never heard of. And they think that being an entrepreneur is cool. They want to balance work and personal life, probably because they're seeing their parents not doing a very good job of that. Oh, and in case you're still not taking them seriously, they're already spending $200 billion per year, not including the close to 10% of adults who say that their kids influence 100% of what they buy. So if you're still thinking TikTok is just a fad, you might want to rethink that. Over 60% of them want to change the world. So it's important to keep your message positive and uplifting. Oh, one more thing. And none of them would have had the patience to probably listen to the end of this podcast or read to the bottom of a corresponding article, as 11% of them have ADHD and they all have an average attention span of about 8 seconds. So remember, when it comes to your website, blog long for SEO, but keep your marketing messages brief and to the point. Happy 2020 marketing. I think we're going to see some wonderful changes over the next decade. I'm really excited about it, and I would love to hear your thoughts. You can find me on Instagram at Marketing Strategy Gal. Have a great day.